I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Sports Overnight America. I am Fred. You can email us, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Different kind of show, and we'll prove it to you. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. Fred everywhere, Sirius 217, XM 203, all the apps, Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio, Gals and Guys, You Stay Healthy, radio stations like KSHP in Las Vegas, Nevada. Mark Mancini, the world's worst sports handicapper, will be with us. Art Source, former kicker for the Rams and the Trojans, will be with us. Marty Smith from ESPN has written a book, Sideline CEO, Leadership Principles from Championship Coaches. We'll talk to him about that. And of course, we'll play some Barron Sports Trivia. So much to talk about, but first off, the NCAA is crazy. Mark Emmert's gone, and he was part of it, but he's not all of it. What they've done now is they've said, okay, the transfer portal is going to be cut from 45 days to 30 days in college football and college basketball. It should be cut to 5 days or 3 days or no days.
No days.
Unless a coach leaves, then you can transfer. Or there's a family problem or a family health problem, and you want to go back and stay with your family, that's okay. But just because you're not going to start, you shouldn't have 30 days. Really, you shouldn't have more than 3 days to decide. Right now, UCLA's got five quarterbacks. The freshman is starting, Dante Moore, and he's good. And the problem is they got five quarterbacks. I'm betting that at least two will use the transfer portal out, maybe three, will leave the transfer portal, will take the transfer portal out because they know they're not going to start as long as Dante Moore is there. So the NCAA opened the can of worms, closed the darn can of worms. Will you, NCAA? I don't get it. Okay, UCLA and USC move to the Big Ten, and they'll be facing each other every year, like always, except guess what? Only 3 years out of five will USC and UCLA face Oregon and Washington, their old friends in the Pac-12. Which means, what does that mean? Well, it means instead of 1,200 miles to Eugene, it means 3,000 miles back east. Now, if you're a family member or a friend, that's not exactly what you want, I don't think. Email us, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Guess where UCLA point guard with another year of eligibility is now playing basketball? St. Quentin, not San Quentin, St. Quentin in Paris, France, or outside Paris, France. Now, this is Los Angeles. He could have made more money, my belief is, from NIL, that which we shouldn't have, but he could make more money from NIL than he's making right now. I wonder why he left. You're going to stay with us all night long on Sports Overnight America.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to RipGripPro.com. That's RipGripPro.com.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. I am Fred. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Art Source is with us from Galaxy Sports in Pennsylvania. Mark Mancini from here in Southern California. Also with us, the World War Sports Handicapper. And hopefully we'll be talking to Marty Smith from ESPN a little later in this show, but who knows. And we'll also play some Barron Sports Trivia. But let's talk about what's happening in the NCAA. Other than baseball, college basketball has been my favorite sport of my life. And being, I grew up with John Wooden and the 7 consecutive national titles and whatever. And so 2 years ago, the NCAA does the NIL nonsense and the transfer portal nonsense. And since that's occurred at UCLA in the last 2 years under Mick Cronin, 7 guys with eligibility have left early. And a couple of them with 3 years of eligibility and 2 years of eligibility. Now, Tyler Campbell, as I mentioned at the top of the show, only had 1 year of eligibility left, but he had 3 consecutive Pac-12 first teamers. And he wasn't drafted. He went to the summer league with Orlando, didn't make it. And now he's playing in France for St. Quentin. Now, Artie, let's start with you because you played for USC. The NCAA is now saying, okay, not 45 days in college football and college basketball, but a mere 30 days. I say 3 to 5 days. What do you say, Art Source?
Well, I like your concept about, you know, having a very limited portal situation where if you can't get your guys in 10 days, you know, you don't need all this time. I also believe that if a coach leaves when he promised you that he'd be there, that right. would be a reason to leave. Right. This idea of leaving, like you were talking about in the opening, with like Dante Moore, a freshman comes in, there's 4 other quarterbacks there. 2 of them were pretty good quarterbacks, one from Corona Del Mar High School, Gabbert. The other one transferred from, I believe, a Mid-American college team. Good quarterback. You know, I also blame Chip Kelly a little bit on this, okay? In the very beginning, he said they were all going to get to play in the first few games. Well, that lasted very shortly, okay? They went with the freshmen. Now, you have to know when you do something like that, with the way the rules are set up in the NIL and the transfer portal, these kids are going to seek other opportunities. So, I mean, I do agree the NCAA has dropped the ball I think it's great for the kids to be able to earn some money. But here's the conundrum, Fred, and we've talked about this off the air. A kid like Caleb Williams came out and said, look, I'm only playing five for these five big market teams if I get drafted. He knows that he can make between $3 and $7 million at USC as the starting quarterback, a possible back-to-back Heisman Trophy winner. He's going to take a pay cut to go to the National Football League. Who would have ever thought that was going to happen? And, I mean, I'm sure Mark has some comments on that as well, Fred.
Well, and I think you guys are absolutely right, but you know what? The NCAA, to me, is a dinosaur. Should have been gone a long time ago. I mean, nobody says anything when an athletic director or a college coach is making $10-12 million a season to come in and turn their program around. And we've seen the Rick Pitinos come into these programs and leave after a year. I mean, case in point, look at Iona. But I mean, when a kid and Johnny Manziel can't even make money on his own jersey, I mean, that's a problem. I mean, a kid should, and I'm glad, and I know, Fred, we've talked to Ed O'Bannon before on this show. I mean, why can't you make money on your own name? I mean, that's unheard of when they're making money on your name. So with the portal, these kids aren't playing somewhere. They should be able to transfer out. I mean, coaches leave, the athletic directors leave. How come a player can't leave?
Because you're supposed to be a student athlete. And let me tell you something else as far as this NIL. In basketball, if you want to split it 13 ways because there are 13 players on a team, fine. So if somebody's making $10 million, $5 million, if you want to split that to 13 ways, I'm fine with that. There's no question. In football, there's 85 players and the walk-ons. I'm not sure about what you do with them, but at least split it 85 ways if Caleb Williams is making big bucks. That'd be fine. But they needed more money beyond room and board. They wanted to be able to have a hamburger now and then and things like that.
Take a girl out for a date on a Friday night or something of that nature. Yeah. Fred, here's the other conundrum on that, just so I can throw something in real quick. And it's really been bothering me lately. The other thing that kind of gets me on the NIL deal is these kids make a – when you sign a letter of intent, in the old days, it was a four-year letter of intent to play football at the University of Southern California. I've recently found out that now it's only a one-year letter of intent.
Wow.
That's a huge difference. That makes you not feel so comfortable in your surroundings as a player.
Well, not only that, guys, when we all grew up, and we're not dinosaurs, there were four bowl games, Fred and Artie. And, I didn't really have a problem when, you know, a kid went to school. But now, who cares about the Poinsettia Bowl, the Doritos Bowl? They're making money somewhere. So why can't these student athletes that you say get in here and grab some of the grub? I mean, you got Kaiser on
40 ball games is too many. You're 100% right.
Yeah, and Kaiser's over here making $3.3 billion or whatever, and yet their employees are making $25 an hour. Fast food workers are making more than them.
Okay, so I'm gonna say again, $50,000 a year, $60,000 a year, $70,000 a year. From the schools and from the NCAA is fine. I'm not disagreeing with that. I've always been on the student side. I always thought they should make more than just room and board. But as already indicated, if Caleb Williams is making, $7 million or something like that, that's ridiculous unless you're going to split it 85 damn ways because these other guys are blocking for him and catching passes from him.
And Fred, the other thing is on this one, a lot of these big universities like your USC's, your Michigan's, your Ohio State's, your Notre Dame's, they're forming alumni coalitions to bring money in so they can pay these guys. Texas A&M, who's playing Alabama over the weekend, you know, they're paying their offensive linemen, the top 10 offensive linemen they recruited, get a minimum of $50,000 from the alumni. Now, if I'm the backup tackle, that's a pretty good deal.
Well, and not only that, if with all the bowl games, Fred and Artie, when a Kenny Pickett decides, well, I'm not going to go play in a bowl game and ruin my stock for the NFL, everybody points fingers, but nobody points fingers when a coach moves on before his contract's up.
Yeah.
Well, I agree with you. But, I mean, the point is, legally, they can do so. And I'm not against the kids making more money. I'm just against the kids making $7.5 million Well, and we said this many times on the show. I'm going to say it again. SC, or forget SC, because probably the left tackle is making some kind of money. But if it's somewhere else and the quarterback's making $2 million and the left tackle's not making anything, somebody from the betting world is going to come up to him and say, if you miss a couple of blocks, we'll give you $100,000. Yeah. You know that's going to happen. Yeah. And we're going to have a CCNY situation that we had in the early 1950s.
And actually, Fred, it's happened this year with Iowa State. The kids were betting on games. Iowa was betting on games. So this is real. And now you have the proliferation of all these DraftKings and all these offshore betting sites. And I mean, yeah. And in college athletics, you don't know who's going to play. Things are really tight. Pete Arbogast, who's the play-by-play voice of USC, doesn't even get allowed to go to practices. Okay, because they're worried he might say something to somebody. Well, I mean, how clandestine is this? Are we talking about CIA secrets, secrets here? All right, college football.
We're going to take a break and play some Barron Sports Trivia straight away on Sports Overnight.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. I am Fred. Email us at sportsfred@aol.com, along with Mark Mancini, the World Horse Sports Handicapper, Art Source, who used to kick for the Trojans and USC. But Artie's 126 years of age. So every time we do Barron Sports Trivia right here on Sports Overnight America, we ask Artie, what the heck is he taking this evening to stay awake and answer these questions that I'm about to hit him with? So, Artie, what are you taking this evening?
I'm still on. I still have the Prevagen. I've got the Awakened, but I've got a new product that I'm really excited about. I'm waiting for it to arrive, and they say it's like it's the Bob Gibson of all the nootropics. So we'll see. We'll see how good it really is. I have noticed though that I am starting to forget things again. So I'm wondering if this stuff might be a little bit overpriced and overqualified.
Ask Jackie.
All right.
It's your birthday today. I got to be nice to her.
let's play some Barron Sports trivia. We'll start with Mark. You know, since the Mets made the managerial change this week, Buck Showalter, who may end up elsewhere, but he's, 68, I think, so he may not. Who knows? So maybe that's his last job. I hope it's not, but who knows what might happen.
About Billy Epler.
And Bill,
wow.
Billy Epler, they say he resigned. He didn't resign, folks. He was pushed.
I know.
Okay. Okay, Mark, you ready?
Yeah.
New York Mets, starting in 1962, is an expansion club. Who's their all-time home run leader for the New York Mets?
Rusty Staub.
Rusty Staub, you say?
Le Grand Orange.
Yeah, Rusty Staub.
Really?
I don't think so.
You don't think so, Mark?
My second choice would have been either Dave Kingman or Daryl Strawberry.
I'm gonna go with your second pick on your second choice. I'm gonna say the straw that stirred the drink in New York, Daryl Strawberry, but it's probably the little third baseman named Wright, who had a long career hitting 20 home runs every year. But maybe David Wright, but I'm gonna go with Strawberry.
Strawberry is correct. Yeah. Mark, of course, is wrong. And the guy taking the lead.
You know what, Fred? He's a preacher today.
Daryl Strawberry. 200, yeah. He's 252, and he'd have 552 if he had stayed straight.
Or stayed away from Doc Gooden.
All right. This New York Met, folks, the reason I'm doing New York Mets again, the Showalter deal and the Epler deal, and of course, we get some emails from New York, so I know you're listening out there. This 40-year-old had 7 stolen bases in the 1999 playoffs. At a 40-year-old age, this guy, for the New York Mets, had 7 stolen bases.
Oh, I think I might know this.
Well, but that's Art first.
It's Artie's turn.
Well, if you feel like you know something, Mark, step right in there because I'm digging deep here. 1999 in the playoffs.
Well, I will throw Vince Coleman in it.
Vince
he
Coleman.
Played with the Mets.
He played mostly with the Cardinals, but he played with the Mets. But that is incorrect. You want to guess again?
The Mets didn't have a lot of base stealers as much as I can remember, but
Fred, how about a hint? I need a lifeline, like the old show with Regis.
Mostly the Oakland A's.
Oh, then it had to be
Ricky Henderson.
Ricky Henderson is the answer.
I would have never even known he played for the Mets.
Yeah. All
but
right,
then he played for the Yankees and the Mets, and yeah.
All right, this. Mark, this is more Barron Sports trivia. This New York Met pitcher struck out 16 batters in back-to-back starts. Who might that have been? Mark Mancini.
Jacob DeGrom.
Jacob DeGrom. He certainly threw. He certainly did well before he hurt his arm. But it was incorrect, of course. Art, it's not Jacob DeGrom. Art, do you have any idea how it might have been?
I'm going to have to go with
my favorite all-time right-hander from USC, the late Tom Seaver.
Tom Seaver's a great guess, but that is
Nolan Ryan.
Nolan Ryan is incorrect.
Wow.
This guy had problems, too, off the field.
It wasn't. He
might have been a
Gooden? Doc Gooden?
Dwight Gooden. Doc Gooden. 16 strikeouts.
Now that you put Strawberry in there, that made sense. Okay.
16 strikeouts.
I hear he's doing better, though. I've heard some good things. I'm hoping and praying he is.
Hillsborough. He was from Hillsborough, Florida.
I watched those guys play in Jackson, Mississippi in 1980, a double-A team, and they won, I think they only played 120-game season, but I think they won 94 games. I mean, they were just incredible, that whole double-A Mets team with Doc Gooden and Strawberry and a bunch of other guys. It was amazing.
Okay, this will be Barron Sports Trivia for Artie. Oldest pitcher, get this, with at least 15 wins and one home run in a season for the New York Mets.
Is it for May 1st? For the Mets.
Hang on. Hang on, Mark. It's Art's turn.
Yeah, I know. And,
but it's for the Mets, right?
For the Mets. Oldest pitcher. I think he was like 43 at the time. Oldest pitcher with 15 wins and one homer.
Come on, Artie, get it.
It's in 2016. So 7 years ago. Who was it?
Yeah.
The right hander that pitched for the Angels, heavy set.
Yeah.
Come on. I know I got him on the tip.
You're on Jeopardy. We can't give you a right answer.
I know, but you know who I'm talking about. I know who I'm talking about.
I know
exactly. He pitched for the Angels. He's like 280 pounds.
Yeah.
He's fantastic. What's his name, Mark? Just
Bartolo Colon.
There you go.
There we go. So even without medicine, Mark was able to get it down right. Bartolo Colon in 2016.
I love Bartolo.
he didn't want to quit. I'll tell you that. All right. Let's talk other things besides Barron Sports Trivia here. On Real Sports this month, they did a piece on a young lady. She lived in near New York, and she wanted to go to Harvard. She got 1555 on her SAT. Folks, the highest you can score is 1600. So 1555 is like the 99th percentile, okay, or 98th percentile. She had all A's. She was involved in every club in the world. She couldn't get into any Ivy League school. She's now going to Arizona State. I swear to God. Okay. So it was a great piece. So here's the question. What percentage of people who want to go to an Ivy League school, kids who want to go to an Ivy League school, what percentage make it? What do you think, Art? You're first.
I like we talked off the air, I think it's right around 5%, but I probably am way off. Is there a delineation between minorities and other things that come into this factor? What if your uncle went there or your dad went there? Does that help you get in?
No.
I'm going to say 5%.
5%. 5% is correct. Now the question is, and this is for Mark, what percentage of athletes, now remember, you're talking Harvard, Yale, places like that, they're not going to be major draws in football or basketball. What percentage of athletes, Mark, make it into school there?
Well, I will tell you, when I was in the hotel business, I mean, I remember Dartmouth came out here to play Pepperdine, and I got to know the coach, and he gave me a hat and everything, and I know Brad Ausmus has come out of the Ivy League school. I also know Theo Epstein's come out of an Ivy League school. So I would probably say about
3%. 3%. Okay. So 3% versus the 5% of non-athletes. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Art, what is your guess?
I'm going to say more like 15 to 20%. Now, I think they like athletes.
If I told you, you're not going to faint now, but are you ready? 86% of athletes make it into Ivy League schools.
Wow.
So they do factor in the fact that you're an athlete. That's awesome.
86% make it in, and it's not a profitable thing because obviously they're not going to be major draws in any but 86%. So I mean, to me, that when I'm listening and watching that, and I'm saying to myself, hey, Real Sports is the best show on TV, sports show on TV. Yeah. I love Ryan Gumbel, but I was totally surprised, shocked.
That's way out. Yeah.
You want to know something, Fred? I'll bet you more than half are coming from hockey, because a lot of your hockey guys come out of those Ivy League schools too.
Yeah, but how many people are showing up? I mean, for a hockey game at Harvard, I've never been there. But how big is the stadium? The arena, 7,000-8,000.
Well, you know, I will say this. I've been to a couple Harvard or Yale games over the years, right, and they do draw 35,000-40,000 people.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's big. If you're an alumnus, the Harvard-Yale game is huge. I mean, they used to play at the old Yale Bowl. I mean, that was a big ball game. Dartmouth against Bucknell. You got some real old rivalries there. And I got to be honest with you, I'm happy to hear that, because I think part of being a college, you know, student is student athletics. And you know, I look at guys like even Superman. You know, the most recent Superman was a football player in the Ivy League, and he turned out to be a good kid. You know, so I mean, it makes sense to me, but not 86%.
Not only that, when was the last time an Ivy school was pretty well represented in any one of these sports? You'd have to go back to probably Princeton, UCLA, right, Fred and Artie?
1996.
College basketball.
Yeah, with the old coach. Yeah, the four corners.
Yeah.
They beat UCLA. I don't know. I would have guessed 10 or 15% for athletes versus 5% for non-athletes. I wouldn't have guessed 86%. Not a chance on earth of that. All right, we'll take a break and come back with more. You can email us, sportsfredadeo.com, sportsfredadeo.com. More on Sports Overnight America right after this.
This message is sponsored by Lysol.
Christina Milian here. I love singing at home with my kids, but did you know that 1 minute of singing can produce 1,000 airborne virus and bacteria-filled droplets? Yes, you heard that right. 1,000 droplets every minute. Yuck. Luckily, Lysol has me covered. New Lysol air sanitizer is the only air care product approved by the EPA that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses while eliminating odors in the air. And it helps to reduce the spread of illness-causing pathogens in the air like cold, flu, and coronavirus. So whether I'm in the studio or at home, Lysol air sanitizer is a must-have for me and my family. Plus, it comes in 3 scents. My favorite is Simple Fresh. Find Lysol air sanitizer at a store near you so you can continue belting out your favorite songs knowing that the air around you is sanitized. To learn more, visit www.lysol.com. Now, what should I sing next?
Yo, J Balvin here. Verizon just hooked me up with a new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium. How can you get one? By switching to my plan at your Verizon store, get the amazing new iPhone 15 Pro on them. When you trade in any iPhone, any model, any condition, guaranteed. And listen to my new song, Dientes, on your way to get the new iPhone 15 Pro.
Don't miss out. Switch to my plan from Verizon today. It's your Verizon. $999.99, 128GB only. Device payment purchase or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on unlimited ultimate plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in or promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
Enjoy an ice-cold Coke from Burger King while supporting your community. Coca-Cola is a proud supporter of the Burger King Foundation, which has granted over $60 million in scholarships to over 55,000 scholars, creating brighter futures and positive change in the lives of children and families through education. Now through the end of November, join Burger King in raising funds for the Burger King Foundation's education initiatives and enjoy 3 delicious menu items for just $1. Visit a participating Burger King restaurant and purchase 3 coupons for $1 to help positively impact your community. Each coupon gets you your choice of a free small soft drink or coffee, free small fries or hash browns, and a free small soft serve. All funds raised stay local, right in your zip code. Burger King Foundation scholarships are open to team members and community members, and your dollar makes a difference. So go ahead and have it your way, and know that you're also giving back to your community. Visit your local participating restaurant or www.burgerkingfoundation.org for more information.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days,
and you don't even have to clean or fix anything.
There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses,
and no banks to deal with.
Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
Hey Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. I am Fred. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. Mark Mancini's with us. Art Source is with us. Marty Smith of ESPN was supposed to be with us. He's written a book, Sideline CEO, Leadership Principles from Championship Coaches. It's a very interesting book. I wish he had been here. But anyways, let me just ask you guys a question. What he does here, obviously, if you're working for ESPN, you're talking to a lot of coaches. Let me throw this to Art first. You're Coach K, and you're at Duke, and you stood by certain principles. Principles were, I don't want one-and-dones. Then all of a sudden, he's got tons of one-and-ones, including the flat earther in Kyrie Irving and others like that. So what these guys say to Marty Smith or to Fred Wallen or to Mark Mancini or to anybody really means BS. Doesn't mean anything. Coach
and K, it all comes back to winning.
That's all.
You know, and you know, they may believe that in their heart of hearts, but when it comes down to putting, you know, putting a national championship ring on, they know full well they got to play. If Kentucky's going to do it, if you know the other big schools are going to do it, we got to do it and compete. And you know, I really believe it in Coach K's heart of hearts. He would like to have guys come there and spend all 4 years there, get their degree, because Duke's a, you know, it is a great university. It has a fantastic academic record. And I think Coach K would want that for his kids, because not all of them are going to be stars in the NBA. We know that, Fred. I mean, if you look at the NBA rosters from 25, 30 years ago, I would venture to say that a third of those guys are having tough times, maybe more. So, I mean, if you've got that degree to fall back on, all you kids out there listening, go to college. Pay attention. I mean, a great education will serve you until you're 127 years old.
Mark Mancini, talk to me about your thoughts about pro or college coaches, and can you trust them?
Well, I think you could have trusted the old guys to a certain extent. I mean, Jerry Tarkanian brought in underprivileged guys to play at UNLV. I mean, I met Bobby Knight one time, and I said to myself, if I was a player, I wouldn't mind playing for a coach like that, because he's only going to make you better. I know Belichick gets a lot of flack, but I mean, these kind of guys will elevate your game. And, you know, maybe it's not so much other things, but they're going to make you better, and they're going to get you to the promised land more so than others. So, I mean, if you're asking me, would I play
for a coach? Would you want to play for Jimbo Fisher? Would you want to play for his offensive coordinator?
I mean, I'm talking about some of these older guys. I mean, you know, somebody.
I'm just saying,
like,
there's a lot of snake oil salesmen out there. Is what I'm saying, Mark.
Well, and yeah, I mean, but would you want to play for a Belichick? I mean,
I would love to play for Bill Belichick.
Yeah,
but not the Belichick of now. The Belichick of 15 years ago.
Doc Rivers, now of ESPN, but of course a fine player and a coach for years, said that truth is the most important thing as far as he is concerned with his players. How many coaches really are telling the truth, Art Source?
I'm going to say 1 out of 5, maybe. And I'm being a little bit forgiving on that.
Lane Kiffin said, talent overwhelms truth. Agreed?
Agreed.
I mean, people like him or dislike Lane. Of course, people at Tennessee don't like him. The people at USC don't
talk
like
about
him.
Using the transfer portal. He's really good at it.
Okay. Hey, but right there, he's honest, more honest than most coaches. He's right. Telling the truth. Talent overwhelms truth. And let me say something else. I think as a coach, you got to treat all treats fairly. But I think you have to treat kids differently.
Each kid has, as a coach, you need to know what makes that kid, what motivates that particular young man. And this is the greatest coaches that they understand this. One guy needs a slap in the fanny. The other guy needs his arm around you and say, like, you know, me, you know, I never responded to negative criticism. All my coaches from Youngstown, Ohio, and, you know, the crazies that I had, they were all, you know, the hard ass kind of guys. And, you know, I kind of likes a coach saying, hey, just keep plugging away. You're doing a great job. Just, you know, I know you're concerned, but you know that those guys are very rare nowadays.
Well, hey, not only that.
Hey, let me say. So I'm in ninth grade, and I'm only 5'2". I grew like a foot in the next year. That's how I got scoliosis. But I was a pretty good basketball player. And it was Coach Loretta in ninth grade at Culver City Junior High School, way back. And we had to do two things, he said, to make the team. He had to climb the rope, which I had absolutely no shot of doing. And secondly, you had to run the cross country under a certain amount of minutes, which I had no shot of making. So one day we're doing the cross country. Of course, I'm in last place, and he thinks I'm crying. I'm not crying. This is Los Angeles a long time ago, and it was smog. Because at that point, we allowed incinerators in Los Angeles homes. So it's smoggy now sometimes, but it was really smoggy then. I was choking. I wasn't crying. So he put his hand around me, and he said, "Fred, you know you're starting. Don't worry about it." See, that's what I'm talking about as far as coaches are concerned. I played better for coaches who did exactly that. If he screamed at me, I would play horribly. Mark, I don't know if you're growing up, if you had a coach or something who screamed at you, but I couldn't handle that.
Well, I got a dad that was, in the Marines. He was a sergeant, so I got a great upbringing right off the bat. But I will tell you, when you look at Doc Rivers, I covered him for 7 years. Great coach, players coach. You look at Pat Riley, one of the best. But one guy that gets not a lot of credit here is Pete Carroll. And Pete Carroll, you're seeing the problems Russell Wilson's having in Denver. Pete Carroll is a player's coach. And you see, you know, that's the kind of guy you want to play for, too.
Well, he ran away from Reggie Bush. I'm not sure he's a player's coach. As a former Trojan, Art, what do you think about Pete Carroll?
Pete Carroll.
Art, what do you think?
Well, you know, I've always kind of liked Pete Carroll. I mean, he does dish out the Kool-Aid. You know, he's one of those guys. He's 73 years old running up and down the field like a 12-year-old. I mean, you got to give him that much. He reminds me a little bit of Marv Levy in that sense. I mean, he loves the game of football. He loves the kids. I think he thinks that it keeps him young, and it looks like it's working. I mean, but, you know, I also I've heard some stories from guys that played for him that, you know, they were promised this and promised that. But, you know, it's a tough situation. I mean, you got 85 kids at the University of Southern California that were all everything. All right. And only 22 of them can start. So, I mean, the one thing that I always believed in is working all the guys into the lineup. I mean, you know, you look at the great coaches, you have 8 good, strong defensive tackles, 6 good, strong linebackers, 4 good running backs, you know, 8 receivers, getting them in and out, letting them play. You know, I mean, just be relentless in terms of having the numbers to go out. Like when Miami was dominant, when we at USC were dominant in the 70s, you know, you look at the great teams that played over the years, you know, when guys that never played at USC, like John Schumacher, who backed up Anthony Munoz, go to the Houston Oilers and play 12 years of the NFL, that shows you what kind of depth that we had. That's why we won 3 national championships in 6 years.
Do you still have your rings?
Oh, you know I do. You want to see one right now?
Let's see. Were you playing 11 o'clock games at night on the East Coast?
No. We played at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the Coliseum, day game Saturday. And you know what? 4 or 5 of our games in the 70s was the national game of the week. Penn State got about 3 or 4 games. Notre Dame got about 4 or 5 games. Alabama got 4 or 5 games. And that's why those schools dominated them. You know how many college football games are on national TV this weekend, you guys?
45 or 50, I'm sure.
44.
And one of them starts. One of them starts at 7:30. Colorado, Arizona State.
Yeah, okay, it's on Pac-12 Network. Good luck watching that one.
Let me ask you a question in our last couple of minutes in this segment. When WFAN first started in 1987, as I've indicated this, I filled in for Greg Gumbel and for Jim Lampley. So 7 weeks in that first 6 months, I filled in for them. That was the greatest excitement I had in my life living in New York. over Central Park. It was a lot of fun. So I followed them. So I've been listening to WFAN. The question is, and this is like the debate on the air, who's the better quarterback, Jones of the Giants or Wilson of the Jets? Art, you played in the NFL. Who's the better quarterback?
Gee, Danny Dimes, I like his escapability. I think the last game that I saw Wilson play, I saw a little bit of you know, what could be a great thing in the future. But I don't think that Danny Dimes is worth $40 million a year. So, wow, if I had to take either one of them, I don't know if I'd want either one of them, to be honest with you. But if I had to take one, I'd probably go with I'd have to go with the kid from Duke because he took a team to the playoffs last year.
All right, Mark, Zach Wilson or Danny Dimes, the Jets or the Giants, which quarterback, if you were the owner or if you were the coach, who would you want?
Well, you got, if you can keep Zach Wilson away from older moms, I'd probably go with Zach Wilson.
On what ground? Talent-wise.
Talent-wise, I think Jones has a better arm. He's just got a coach that just, you know, is I don't know. You got to take that thing.
He's got no receivers. Name me a wide receiver on that football team. Yeah, I sort of got Jalen Hyatt. They don't even use him.
Let me say this. Last was at the Sunday night game. Kansas City's playing the Jets, and they're up 17-0. Okay. So now the Jets are driving, and they're like on the 15, and Wilson throws a pass. And on the one-yard line, the defender got a hold of the face mask.
Yeah.
And then the end zone, and they called. Excuse me, what was going on was, let's retract that 1 second.
Defense.
They were playing defense.
Yeah.
And Mahomes was in the end zone.
Yeah.
On the 1 yard line, one of his blockers got a hold of the face mask, and they called it a safety. So now it's 17-2. And that sort of inspired the Jets. So my question is, they've got cameras. How come that couldn't have been overruled? Because the announcers mentioned it on the NBC's Sunday night game. The 1 yard line, it wasn't in the end zone where the face mask was first got a hold of.
You got to definitely check that play. I agree. Here's another goofy one, Fred. When Mahomes is running for the touchdown late in the game with the spread on the line, and he decides he's going to slide at the 2 yard line. Right. And then later on that afternoon or earlier that afternoon, the Chargers defensive back, who I think they just got rid of, J.C. Jackson, had an interception with nothing but green grass ahead of him to score a touchdown. And he runs out of bounds at the 11 yard line with 2 minutes and 30 seconds left. And I'm saying to myself, at least get the ball to midfield. So if you have to punt, you put the team back. What is going on with these coaches? Are they teaching? Are they teaching what to do in certain situations, or is it just like just everybody's grab-assing and running around? I wonder what's going on.
No, but Andy Reid and Mahomes did the correct thing. They guaranteed victory. If he scores a touchdown, they're up by 10. Now, it's be a miracle, but the point is it's possible for the Jets to come back to win the game, what the Chiefs did and what he did. But people who bet the game think it was –
like when McVay came out and kicked the field goal with no time left on the clock. The spread, I believe, was 7.5, and they were up by 10, and he kicks the field goal. And people in Vegas went nuts. Sean McVay made no fans in Las Vegas that Saturday or that Sunday.
Unbelievable. All right, folks, you can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. sportsfred@aol.com. Back with more.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you are ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Hey, welcome back to Sports Overnight America, everybody. I'm Fred. You can email us, sportsfred@AOL.com. Let's talk about a couple of NFL games, at least one NFL game. Eagles off the fortunate victory against the Rams. The Rams also had a fortunate victory. Eagles about a 4.5-point favorite at SoFi here in Southern California on Sunday. Mark, 4.5. What do you like, the Eagles or the Rams?
Well, somebody asked me the other day who were the two best teams so far in the NFL. I know everybody thinks the Cowboys and 49ers are playing for the NFC Championship. I'm telling you right now, the two best teams after 4 weeks are the Eagles and the Ravens. They're looking really good. But this is a trap game for the Eagles. I think the Rams could pull something. Cooper Kupp's coming back. I'm taking the 4.5 at SoFi.
Kupp's not coming back this week. He's coming back in game 5.
I got the Eagles. I got the Eagles, Fred. And I'll tell you who else. My bet of the week is going to be the 49ers to really throttle the Cowboys. I don't think the Cowboys are for real yet.
Well, let's remind everybody again that Mark, who is the World War Sports handicapper, likes the Rams on Sunday. And just remember that if you're thinking about betting the Rams. They have no shot in heck of beating the Eagles. Eagles didn't play well last week, and they still got the victory. And Kupp is not coming back till next week.
I've actually seen the Eagles in person, up close and personal. Yeah. They are the biggest football team I have ever seen in person. Anthony Munoz, my teammate, was 6'7", 310 pounds. He looked like a little kid standing next to Mitali, the tackle. Yeah. Fletcher Cox, these guys, if they put them out at the midfield stripe and you came out for the opening kickoff, coin toss, you'd be like, oh, my God, what are we going to do here?
All right, the 49ers, Cowboys, 49ers, 3.5, Arch, you mentioned it before. Who do you like?
I love the 49ers. I think they're going to beat them 27-13.
Mark, again, the world's worst sports handicapper. I can't wait for your.
Yeah, everybody knows that. You've coined that phrase. You should be making money off of that slogan. I'm going to go with the Cowboys. They've lost the last two games to the 49ers. I don't think the 49ers are for real right off the bat, but I'm going
to
go with
the Cowboys. Here's my parlay. Eagles to the 49ers.
Mark just went 0-for-2. That's okay. Thank you, Mario. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Art. Back with a whole lot more all night long on Sports Overnight America.